positive body image isn't believing your body looks good. It's knowing your body is good, regardless of how it looks.
Lindsay Kite and her sister Lexi run the nonprofit Beauty Redefined. They recently published a book entitled More Than a Body, Your Body is an Instrument, Not an Ornament. At a seminar with the same title on Thursday, the sisters presented on their work in body image resilience.
I'll go ahead and just summarize what we want you to take home from this presentation is this knowledge that you are more than a body, more than an object, more than something to be looked at and admired.
Lexi Kite says self-objectification is something many people struggle with and can be harmful because, according to research, when you feel self-conscious, you perform worse on everything from academic activities like math tests to physical activities like sports. She went on to explain that many people struggle with self-objectification and how that can be harmful.
You can't get into a flow state that you want to when you're working out or when you're creating art or singing or dancing or whatever the thing might be. In every way, when you self-objectify, you lose. You miss out on your life and your existence by picturing yourself from the outside.
Reclaiming your use of media is the first step, Lexi Kite says.
The best way to do that, to take your power back, is to go on an intermittent media fast. That means we want you to take at least a day away from all forms of media you can, especially social media.
Another key thing to remember, the sisters say, is your body is an instrument, not an ornament.
Repeat to yourself that my body is an instrument for my use, my experience, and my benefit. It is not an ornament to be judged and admired by me or by anyone else. That puts the power back in your body, in your hands.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Tessa Kim.